Whenever I am dealing with death, whether it be the death of a dear one or the death of someone I hardly knew, these two thoughts often come to my mind. Today, we're dealing with death, right? The death of Celeste. So I'll share with you the two thoughts that came to my mind. First, someday, in some church, it's going to be my funeral mass. I don't know the day nor the hour of my death. None of us does, right? None of us knows the day nor the hour of our death, do we? So, while I still can, let me do the good that I can do. Because you never know how soon it will be too late. In the New Testament, the Acts of the Apostles describe the life of Jesus in one sentence. He went about doing good. He went about doing good. So, whatever time I have left, whatever time you have left, let us spend it going about doing good. We can do that. In the New Testament, the Gospel of St. John tells us that Jesus gave us only one commandment, that you love one another. So, however long I have left before that day and hour comes, whatever time you have left before your day and hour comes, let me spend it loving others. It's the only thing he asks us to do. We're running around doing this, that, and everything. That's going crazy. He asks us to do one thing. One thing only. To love others. All others. The second thought that comes to my mind, and did again with Celeste's death, is that God has to have a better plan for us than just this life. He has to. This life is just too tough. Too many tears, too many tragedies, too much suffering, setbacks. God is love, right? It's the only definition we have of God in the whole Bible. The only definition we have. God is love. God, who is love, has to have a better plan for us than just this life. This life is too tough. He has to have a better plan. And he does. In a few moments, we are going to hear these words in the preface, they call it the preface, in the preface of our Mass. Life is not ended, that when our earthly dwelling lies in death. We have an everlasting dwelling place in heaven. That's the better plan. St. Paul tells us, I consider the sufferings of the present to be as nothing when compared to what awaits us. That's the better plan. The scriptures describe heaven as a place where there's no pain, no sorrow, no tears, no grief, but only joy and peace forever and ever. But it says, joy and peace forever and ever. That's God's better plan. Now, first to last, someday for us, not because we're so good, but because God's so good. So while we're waiting for the day and the hour of our death, let's go about doing good until we join Celeste in the endless ecstasy which is heaven.